Can you please call the roll?
Penn.
Here.
Penn present. Morrell.
Here.
Morrell present. Bell. Hall.
Present.
Hall present. Morlock.
Present.
Morlock present.
Okay, we have a quorum, and there's only one item on the agenda, which is SB 1353 by Penn. So, Senator Morrell, I'll hand the gavel over to you.
This is a good bill, too, by the way.
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Sir, are you ready to present
your Yes, thank you. Thank you, Senator Morrell. Chair and members, SB 1353 is amended on June 8th, makes technical changes to ensure that the 2014 full funding plan is implemented as intended. The plan requires supplemental contributions from to CalSTRS from employees, employers, and the state in order to address the system's unfunded actuarial obligation by 2046. The supplemental state contributions are intended to pay down only the unfunded liability arising from the defined benefit structure in effect as of July 1st, 1990. The bill will ensure that the full funding plan supplemental contributions are not to be applied to unfunded liability from subsequent benefit increases or later changes in contribution rates to the 1990 plan structure. Also, clarifying language is necessary to ensure that prior adjustments to the state contribution rate continue to apply as before the implementation of the full funding plan. And I have with me from CalSTRS, actually not from
John Meredith Simpwick.
John Meredith from CalSTRS here to help answer any questions you may have.
Yeah,
thank you very much.
And I would just echo Dr. Penn in saying that this is, although this is technical, it is in keeping with the funding plan and will ensure that we can get to full funding by 2046.
Any questions?
No, I'll move the bill when appropriate.
Which means that the state's not paying it, so the members and the employers, the school districts, will be paying for any additional benefits that are done post-1990.
So the state, the additional benefits post-1990, yes, our employer and the members, however, the members are capped and the states are capped at certain rates. So the member contribution is capped today. It will not go up any further. And the state contribution rate will go up in 2017, 2018.
So then the districts will have to pay more, the employer.
They continue to pay more as scheduled, which was exactly what was planned out in the contribution and how they would all schedule out. It was based on this the intent of the funding plan was based on this plan that we are trying to just tie up the loose ends on and making sure that the drafting error is corrected. It was a drafting error.
Okay, so when the school board approves a pension enhancement prospective, then that
school district
is going to pay for that enhancement in its entirety,
It's a state plan, so all teachers across the entire state have the same exact benefits that the legislature provides.
Okay, so
the legislature.
Then where are the enhancements going to come from? Would that be a state?
The state has to approve any enhancement to the state teacher's retirement plan. It's all
so
by
what's
state
the point
statute.
Of this bill, then?
The bill is simply to do a technical correction, correcting a drafting error. And it's just to ensure that we can make sure that we get to 2046 with full funding.
If you have a future enhancement, the way it's written. But I won't argue. We were in motion on the floor.
Yeah, I skipped ahead. Witnesses in support, I apologize.
Jennifer Baker with the California Teachers Association. We don't have a support position, but we were very instrumental working with the legislature and governor on AB 1469. We're actually meeting with our attorneys and CalSTRS on Wednesday, so I'm not going to have an official position till then. But as per the agreement in AB 1469, there was a shared sacrifice to address the shortfall to the CalSTRS unfunded actuarial obligation, where all of our members, as well as school districts in the state, have been contributing as per the agreement in AB 1469 to fully fund CalSTRS. And as CalSTRS has notified, this was to correct a drafting error. We just want to meet with our attorneys to make sure that everyone agrees on the language. We appreciate the work that CalSTRS is doing to clarify. And this in no way allows school districts to create additional enhancements on top. It only solidifies what has already been in agreement as of 1814. AB 1469.
Any additional witnesses either in support or opposition? Any
Yeah, I move the bill, Mr. Chair.
Okay. Any other questions then?
Just fully aware that school districts will, that's where it's squeezed to, and they just have to be aware of it when they do their budgeting.
That was indicated in AB 1469, and they are all planning for the scheduled increases that will schedule, they will increase until 2017.
I've got it all listed. I've got it.
Great.
Call the roll. I'm sorry, final. It's been a while since I've done this. Any final questions?
I especially asked when I vote. Thank you.
The motion is that the assembly amendments be concurred in. Pan.
Aye.
Pan, aye. Morrell.
Aye.
Morrell, aye. Bell.
Aye.
Bell, aye. Hall.
Aye.
Hall, aye. Morlock.
Aye.
Morlock, aye.
Thank you very much.
I'm going to get you, Morlock. I swear.
Yeah, thanks.
Thank you. Thanks, Mr. Morlock.
Thank you. Don't worry.
The bill is up. The bill is out 5-0.
In 1999. The bill is out 5-0. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Morrell. Seeing no other business, the committee hearing is adjourned. Thank you.